1 month since Russia's invasion, Ukrainian forces are fighting back and gaining ground. On Thursday, sinking a Russian ship in the Azov Sea near Berdyansk in the south. But in Mariupol, Russian forces continue to pound residential areas, and residents there continue to take stock of the destruction of their city, the worst hit so far. People are now managing to trickle out, and help is beginning to trickle in.
We've been receiving humanitarian aid already. They bought us some bread, diapers for the kids. We've received oatmeal for little baby. We just found out that they are handing out aid and came here. You don't always know, and when you come, it's too late.
The city of Chernihiv, northeast of Kyiv, like so many places 1 month after the start of this war, is unrecognizable.
It breaks my heart, hearts of all Ukrainians and every free person on the planet. That's why I ask you to stand against the war. Come from your offices, your homes, your schools and universities. Come in the name of peace. Come with Ukrainian symbols to support Ukraine, to support freedom, to support life. Come to your squares, your streets. Make yourselves visible and heard.
An appeal from Ukraine's president, a global call to mobilize to stop the war. Lviv the city, Lviv the region, key to Ukraine's war effort as a corridor for military assistance from allies in the West and as a place to help people.
Romanyuk Svetlana.
We need war to be over and to go back home. Today is my child's birthday and we are here. She's 10 years old. We really want to go home.
You know that feeling when your child is begging you, please, father, save me, I want to live. We lived like that for 2 weeks. We decided to live by ourselves. Nobody could help us, nobody could reach us and help us to evacuate, because all the time airplanes were flying over our heads. It was very scary.
Volodymyr Zelensky's wartime leadership has helped his popularity. But will it hold if the war goes on? And Ukrainians continue to pay the highest price to defend their country. Zain Basravi, Al Jazeera, Lviv.